This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Scott Carrier on the Utah ski season. First, there is other real news happening today for a quick rundown. Day to Day's Madeline Brand's here. Madeline, I understand there's been more trouble in Iraq.
Yes, Alex, there has. A British contract worker and an Iraqi security guard were kidnapped and killed by insurgents today. A Brazilian worker was also kidnapped. It's not known what's happened to him. All the victims traveling in a convoy just north of Baghdad when they were ambushed. And, Alex, there's been a spike in kidnappings recently. The Archbishop of Mosul, he was taken and released earlier this week. A French journalist still missing after being kidnapped several weeks ago. And eight Chinese workers turned up on a videotape by insurgents. Those insurgents demanding that China take a position on the war in Iraq. And so far, during this insurgency, about 180 foreigners have been taken.
Plus, there were a lot of bombings yesterday, yeah?
Yeah. American officials say about 26 people died from five car bombings Wednesday. The violence apparently meant to disrupt the elections at the end of the month. And incidentally, Alex, yesterday was the last day of the Hajj. That's the annual pilgrimage to Mecca. The first day of the Muslim feast of Eid also began.
So, speaking of Iraq, there were some interesting comments today from Vice President Dick Cheney. And what did he say?
Well, Vice President Cheney, before he was sworn in today, he appeared on Don Imus's radio show, where he actually sort of admitted to a mistake in predicting Iraq's recovery after the invasion.
I would chalk that up as a miscalculation, where I thought things would have recovered more quickly.
And he also addressed the future of the American presence in Iraq.
Our goal now is to get the Iraqis in the business of self-governance, and we'll do that with an election here in about 10 days, and then also get them in the business where they can defend themselves. When we've done that, our mission's complete, and we can bring our boys home.
And as for his concerns during the second term, Iran tops the list of what he called the world's potential trouble spots. But he said the administration prefers to use diplomacy and does not want another war in the Middle East.
What about that article in The New Yorker that's gotten so much attention this week by the famed reporter Cy Hirsch, saying that American operatives are already in Iran and that the administration has pretty serious plans there?
Yes, that article raising a lot of eyebrows in The New Yorker, saying that there are plans for being made for targeted airstrikes if Iran's nuclear facilities pose a graver danger.
Concerns about terrorism here at home.
Yes, the FBI is looking for four Chinese terrorism suspects believed to be headed for Boston. That news prompted the governors of both Massachusetts and New Hampshire to return home from the inauguration in Washington, but law enforcement officials stress that there is absolutely no confirmed threat.
Okay. A lighter note in the news, we note here in California an invasion of giant squid. Let's say I'm a little skeptical of this.
Sounds like something out of a horror film. 500 of them, Alex, they washed up on Orange County beaches yesterday. I talked to Newport Beach lifeguard Captain Eric Bauer. He said that these squid are about 5 feet long and between 10 and 15 pounds. That's something you'd see out of a Jules Verne novel.
You know, they think they may chase bait into shallow water and then get stuck at the high tide. They also think that they might strand themselves intentionally, as a precursor to El Nino or something like that. There's a lot of speculation, but I think the most plausible answer is that they're chasing food and wind up in too shallow water.
They're not protesting the inauguration?
No, they wouldn't do that. You know, they go back and forth because they're squids. They're kind of a unique animal, and they're jet propelled. They use siphons to propel themselves through the water, and they actually have a razor sharp beak that they use to eat their prey. So it's a pretty strange looking animal and pretty unusual behaviors.
So, Madeline, I'm not sure these actually qualify as giant squid. They sound big, bigger than I would want to encounter along the beach, but Jules Verne, they were 40 feet long or something.
40 feet long. Well, that was a sort of an imaginative work. But 5 feet, I don't know if I'd want to come across 5 feet of squid.
I don't think so. Well, thank you so much for covering other events in the news, even if only just slightly. Day to Day's Madeline Brand. Thanks, Maddie.
Thank you, Alex.